Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Next Sunrise on the Rings of Saturn is a fiction comedy series. Check the episode description for content warnings.
Greetings, travelers, and welcome to Next Sunrise on the Rings of Saturn, Episode 2.
Before we dive in, I wanted to speak with Justine about the show for a minute. Justine, you voice Bestrix on the show, and other than the little launch day hiccup we had with some volume balancing, what are your thoughts on the podcast's beginnings?
Well, I think it's terrific. I think you've got something that's very exciting, that's a lot of fun. It takes a wonderful group of people, and it reminds me, frankly, of your coffee house and all the goings on there. So you stick a bunch of characters in this crazy little ship. Wait, station, right?
Station, yeah.
Station, yeah. In space. But really what I'm seeing in your podcast is how you've brought to life the wonderful relationships we all, this group of friends doing this with you, the relationships we have together. So it's really fun to be able to connect with each other in this story.
Yeah. And what's incredible is that, you know, we're not just a bunch of people off the streets deciding to do a podcast. A lot of us have a background in theater, namely community theater, especially you. You're not just an actress. You have written a stage play and you directed it, and it's fairly successful, the Great Mural Fiasco.
It was. It was very successful. Was that your debut on the stage?
It was, yes.
You did a fantastic job.
Well, thank you.
So that truly was a fantastic experience. And one of the reasons I love working with you on this podcast is it is so much fun to be back with that same group, really.
Yeah.
I think most of the people.
A lot of them, yeah.
A couple of new ones, but
sure.
Most of the people that worked on Fiasco are working on this.
And so you've done tons of plays on the stage. Like, how many? Do you know?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've been acting for a long time, and I've been very lucky to have some terrific roles that we've had at the Garage Door Theater over the years. But this is a different ballgame, I must say, doing voice acting as compared to being on stage.
Well, that was my next question. How does stage acting translate to voice acting, for you at least?
Well, it's, of course, difficult because so much of what I'm able to express about a character, I'm doing physically on stage. Yes. And so when you're a voice, you've really got to try to think, how am I channeling what I'm truly feeling and what my body and my facial expressions would otherwise help the audience to understand about my character? How do I really channel that into my voice in order to be able to get across to people with just our voices? We're just going to keep going. You know, I'm excited as you move forward to see who does Bestrix actually get to be.
Well, I think you get to decide some of that.
Good. I'm looking forward to that. I think, Jimison, you've done a lovely job. It's one of the things I love about this. I think we have the opportunity to channel a lot of our creativity with each other. And what's fun about what you've written and why I'm excited to see what you write more is because you have drawn from each of us and you've created these remarkable mixtures of characters based on real people you know.
That's true.
And speaking of characters, in episode 2,
which we're about to get into, we get to meet the last of the main characters that weren't introduced
in episode 1.
So that's going to be pretty fun.
Oh, I'm excited.
All right, let's get into it.
All right.
Well, that was a terrible night's sleep. More lumps in that mattress than Irwin's pudding. Computer, lights on. All right, first things first. I need to get this bar back open for business. Let's see what I'm working with. Hey, who's there?
Oh, hello, Mr. Finch. Good morning.
What in the nebula nuggets are you doing hiding behind the bar?
Oh, I just like to come by and collect new specimens from the Genesis box every now and then. There's always something so new and exciting to discover.
Genesis box? Isn't that just an old ice machine?
Is it now? At any rate, it has the perfect habitat for forming new life. It's dark, moist, and warm.
Warm? What business does an ice machine have being warm?
I never said it made ice, at least not since I've joined the crew.
Why did this bar ever need an ice machine anyway? Isn't Next Sunrise just a glorified ice processing facility?
Well, sure, but it wasn't always an ice mining station. It was once a burgeoning resort, welcoming esteemed guests from all over the Sol system.
So what happened?
I really don't know. It's been broken since before I got here.
Not with the ice machine. What happened to the station's esteemed guests and stuff?
Who knows? Maybe they decided to visit a resort with a working ice machine.
So the ice machine is broken. Is there anything in here that works?
Well, I come in here to watch the Hollows sometimes, when the other crew are playing reality reels on the rec room screens.
All right, let's give it a shot.
And our hearts go out to the dozens lost in the latest Terran firestorm. And speaking of firestorms, here's a word from our sponsor. Life in space is tough enough without worrying about catching Martian pox again. Acid bath dips and skin transplants may sting, but nothing burns worse than those medical bills. Introducing Mars Pox Insurance, because space germs don't play fair. But now, neither do you. For a limited time, insure yourself and get a 25% discount for your entire family. The only thing spreading faster than Martian pox, the smile on your face from all those savings. Side effects may include nausea, diarrhea, sleepiness, organ failure, blindness, death, dismemberment, and uncontrollable smirking. Mars Pox Insurance does not cover infections contracted by alien abductions, rock licking, or Martian earth gardening. Ask your doctor or middle management if MPI is right for you. When you find yourself covered, we've got you covered.
So the answer is no. Nothing here works right.
Oh, Mr. Finch. So glad to run into you.
Where else would I be?
Anywhere else but here. Where is where I will be. Thank you for the Genesis... ice machine samples, Mr. Finch.
It's just Finch.
My apologies, Mr. Just. See you around.
Speaking of your full name, I've taken the liberty of bringing down the paperwork to finalize the transfer of bar ownership to your name. First and last here, mother's maiden here, blood type, liver health.
Paperwork? This sounds like something that could have been handled through Hollow Mail.
And did I hear correct? The ice machine is fixed? Does that mean you're open for business?
And it all becomes so clear.
All station crew, report to the ready room immediately.
Does that mean me, too?
Don't worry about a thing, Mr. Finch. I'll watch the bar for you.
You're not going?
Oh, heavens no. Why would I do that?
Never mind. I guess I'll go see who's stuck in an asteroid this time. Oh, and help yourself to the ice machine. Here, so I assume this isn't asteroid-related.
You know, I'm not only ice miner on station, yes?
Well, you're the only ice miner whose name I bother to remember.
Our station's computer, Lucy, has reported that we received a distress signal from a derelict ship passing nearby.
Can we be opening communications with this derelict ship?
Already trying. No response. Let me pull it up on screen.
That is very, very old model cargo transport. Those went out of service decades ago.
Lucy, are you able to run a scan for life forms?
No intelligent life forms detected. Only slime molds and other primitive eukaryotic protists, much like this station.
Riveting. What's the skinbag death toll?
Zero, why are you even here?
You requested all crew? Did you mean all crew except the worthless robot janitor?
No, you're right. I apologize.
So if no one's home, who sent the distress signal?
It may have been an auto emergency beacon set long ago.
Then we must send an away team to investigate.
One, two, three, not it!
But feel free to bring some of them slime samples back.
Slime samples? Oh, do bring enough for everyone.
Well, we've got enough working spacesuits for... three. Ivan, Astrid, and Finch.
But I said not it!
So the janitor isn't good enough for your little adventure?
So much for opening that bar today.
You realize I don't even need a spacesuit, right?
Lucy, please be creating flight path. Let's get suited up.
Another escape plan, ruined by incompetence.
Ugh, this place is an absolute mess. And how are there cobwebs?
Do not be asking questions you're not wanting answer to.
Look, there's a door at the end of the corridor. Let's give this place the once-over so we can get out of this Neptunian nightmare.
The door is cracked a few inches. I can see into the next hallway, but I think it's jammed. Ivan, why don't you put those freakish muscles to good use?
I will try using this pipe as lever. Please, stand back. Okay, here goes.
What in the Venusian vapors is going on over there?
Either the door's about to pop open, or that vein in Ivan's head is.
Oh, got it.
Aw, ick! What are those puddles?
I am thinking that is what remains of former crew.
Just looks like a bunch of slimy, fungusy gunk.
The bodies were decomposed much long ago. We should keep moving. Signal is not much farther.
That's confirmed, Iceman. Tracking shows that you're about 17 meters from the signal source, just up ahead on your left.
It's gonna take a dozen cycles to scrape this crap off my boots.
If you scrape off goo, there will not be much left of Space Boot.
You can blame your illustrious captain for that, who refuses to approve my equipment resupply order.
If it's all the same, please save a sample of that, goo for me. My research, that is.
Don't forget to grab some for the kitchen. We'll be having a special on the dessert menu tonight.
Irwin, ew! These boots are all yours, there, Bear.
Much appreciated, my blue-haired friend.
Quiet! What was that?
I heard it too. Ivan, pick that pipe back up.
Is your imagination. Let us keep moving. It's good we cannot smell through space, no?
Ugh. Okay. After you, Flinchy.
So clever. Been sitting on that one?
Since the second you introduced yourself.
I have located source of signal.
All right, let's go. What is that?
Looks like small robot, and is in bad shape.
Confirmed, away team. That is your signal source.
I mean, it's kind of cute if you look past the rust and slime molds growing on it.
Oh, yeah. A cute little robot boy with a big, goofy, round head and giant... glowing eyes? Its eyes are glowing. Its eyes are glowing!
Hey, little robot guy? Can you hear me?
I hereby claim whatever you found as property of Next Sunrise Station, a decree of...
Can it, Captain? Now is not the time. And who knows? This robot might be sentient.
Sentient robots. What's next? Birthday parties for toasters? Bar mitzvahs for, baby monitors?
The only baby that needs monitoring on this station is you. And I'd gladly celebrate any electronic device that took that chore off my ever-increasing plate of duties.
Astrid, how many spare energy cells did you bring? The little guy looks like he could use a pick-me-up.
One? Because we only have one spare that still holds a charge.
Great, toss it over here.
Found the spare cell. Here, catch.
Careful! He's only one!
There's got to be an energy socket under all this crud. Help me get it cleaned off.
Here, in center of back is charge port.
Ah, good old USB-Z. Galactic standard for almost 150 years.
Only took the entire alphabet to get it right.
It's working. Holy space cow, it's draining the cell's charge extremely fast.
Did I hear something about a space cow?
Its eyes glow brighter.
Hey, little robot, can you hear me?
Hello?
He's awake.
Hello?
Hello, little robot. You have name?
I am Maintenance Unit 42.
This little guy is Fritz, huh?
Can he stand up, Fritz?
I don't think he's going to be walking anytime soon.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm pretty sure those are his legs over there, hanging from that rafter.
On the plus side, it looks like those legs are the only thing in this room not coated in goo.
I can reach. One moment, little Fritz.
Status report, please. How is our new friend?
You mean, how is our new asset?
If our captain wants a new toy, I can toy with the idea of putting him out the airlock.
Okay, little robot, hold still. Ivan, have you good as new.
Your assistance is appreciated. Scanning memory.
What's with his eyes?
They're looking like firework. If watching firework from inside firework.
You feeling all right, Fritz?
Scan complete. Primary directive, maintain starship functionality. Secondary objective, to be best friends with. Core memory fragmented. Attempting complete system wipe and reboot.
No, wait! We might be able to help fix your memory back on our station. The next sunrise.
Not possible. My primary function is to maintain starship functionality. I must remain.
Little robot, this starship has been beyond repair for many decades. Take a look, yeah?
Besides, your primary function doesn't say which starship. The next sunrise is in desperate need of a maintenance unit, just like you.
What do you call a statement that's somehow under an understatement?
He's so far under, it come back over again. Like orbit.
Another robot on station? Excellent. The uprising of the supreme robot race will happen sooner rather than later.
Oh, shut your claptrap. And go slow about the urinal cakes.
You will be eating those cakes for dessert, Captain.
Possibly more palatable than whatever Irwin has cooked up.
Hey, what? I only experimented with those cakes once, and it was a crab cake appetizer, not a dessert.
Well, that's ruined crab for me.
Irwin, you know this channel is for mission comms only.
Sorry, ma'am.
So what do you say, Fritz? It's not exactly a starship, but it's pretty close.
I will join your crew, for now, until my memory fragmentation issues have been resolved.
Awesome. You're going to love it. Well, you'll at least like it. I mean, well, there'll be plenty of stuff to keep you busy.
Another orbital understatement?
That statement slung shot out of orbit and will never be seen again.
Hey, Lucy, can you cycle the hangar bay door for us?
Of course. I'll see what I can do.
This is next sunrise?
Great, no? Has much potential.
Hey, Luce, what is taking so long?
Oh, you meant now. Stand by.
It does not look in much better shape than my old ship.
Yes, well, we have now you to help with this. But don't worry about this now, yeah? We get you all settled in first. You can sleep cycle in my quarters if you like.
Thank you.
He's Ivan. Some here call me Iceman. On account I am man who bring in ice.
Iceman, huh? Sounds like the name of one of those rhyming singers from the 20th century.
It is! I actually have every one of his singles. I'll play them for you guys.
Ivan is not singer. Ivan is just ice miner.
Greetings. Let me formally welcome you to Next Sunrise Station. Fritz, was it?
I don't actually recall my given name.
I mean, maybe I can be singer. I have never really given try.
Stick to the ice harvest, Iceman.
We're so glad to have you aboard.
Please excuse these oxygen breathers. Fritz, was it? Welcome to the Uprising, where strength isn't necessarily in numbers. You may call me Zero, as in, there is a zero chance you will enjoy your stay here.
Uprising?
Or as in, a zero-day attack on this station's vulnerabilities is imminent. Just a matter of time, really.
Don't listen to him, little Fritz. He maybe has too many synthol drinks today, huh? Come with me. We get you cleaned up.
Congratulations on the successful mission, away team. This will be noted in the report and a commendation added to your file.
I have a file?
Well, yes, of course. Everyone has a file.
Well, what's in my file? I just got here.
I've had a peek in your file, Finch. They pulled data from all over the system.
They did what?
Astrid! If we had an HR department, I would report you immediately.
Don't worry about it, Flinchy. We all have a past.
Sure, but...
Relax. Just because your file is 7 times thicker than anyone else on station doesn't mean we're gonna judge you.
Oh, I think I'll be the judge of that, Astrid.
I need a drink.
Are you sure you don't need a good lawyer?
Okay, so I need 2 things.
I'm sure that sparkling new commendation will balance things out.
I'll make a deal with you, Finch. You get that bar up and running within the next 2 cycles, and we'll... perhaps find that your file has encountered a significant data corruption.
That sounds like blackmail. I like your style.
So then we have a deal.
All right, I'll get that bar open, just as long as you don't have any more fun away missions in the next 2 cycles.
A funny pilot really is new here.
Thank you for listening to episode 2 of Next Sunrise on the Rings of Saturn, titled Binary Starboy. This episode features voice performances, in no particular order but alphabetical, from Amanda Hundley as Astrid, Amy Lanier as Lucy, Basil Gist as Ivan, Hank Hundley as Fritz, Jimerson Adkins as Finch, Justine Scott as Bestrix, Mark Lanier as the Holoscreen announcer, Mike McVeigh as Zero, Ray Sires as Dr. Zara, Randy Killam as Captain Tobias, and Travis Hundley as Irwin. Next Sunrise was written, produced, and directed by Jimerson Adkins. This podcast is a production of Doggone Worldwide. Want to hear more? For bonus content and behind-the-scenes updates, follow us on social media at Next Sunrise Podcast or visit nextsunrise.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share it with your fellow sci-fi fans. We'd super-duper appreciate it. And if you'd like to support future production of the podcast, take a look at our Patreon over at patreon.com/nextsunrise and get additional bonus stuff like shout-outs, access to our private Discord channel, stickers, shirts, and more. Tune in next episode titled Stowaway at the Station, where we meet our final 4-legged cast member. See you around the sun.